Welcome to Jesus and Coffee, episode 21. I heard somewhere that it takes 21 days to form a new habit. So if this is your 21st time checking in to Jesus and Coffee, you are now in a habit of this podcast. Come on with it. If it's your first time, welcome in, friend. Today, we're going to talk about being what you're praying for. Now, what I mean by that is I think sometimes, well, at least in my life, I have been going to God seeking a thing, and I was not the person that deserved the thing. So I'll use a couple different examples here. I remember praying to God, asking him to send me a husband. And I wasn't ready for nobody husband, child. I was up under somebody that I knew I didn't need to be with. Talking about, God, can you please send me my husband? How he gonna find you up underneath that man? Now, you know one thing about me, I'm gonna keep it real, child. This is, if you too holy, you in the wrong place. If you a saint, you in the wrong place. Listen, every day we are trying to be better, but I'm going to be very transparent about my journey to getting there. Amen. So yes, of course I'm married now. I found my good thing, but there was a time where I was praying for one, and you know, it just, how can you expect God to send you a good man when you up underneath Mr. Wrong? Or asking God for financial increase while you're still spending money in a way that is not looking like somebody who wants more. Because, I mean, whether it's 1,000 or 1,000,000, if you're not financially responsible, you're going to end up broke either way, right? So I just want to encourage us today to make sure that we are walking in the direction of the prayer we're asking God to answer. Because if he gives you what you're asking for, A, you might not be ready for it, but B, you might not be able to keep it. And what would be better? Never having it at all, you know, until you're ready and you can sustain it, or getting it and losing it. And if you ask me, build me up, God. Get me together, Lord. Let me be the person that I need to be before you put that blessing on me. Because I don't want my hands to be messy when I touch on my good thing and I mess it up, right? So I'm asking God for something. You know, I'm trusting God for increase financially. I'm trusting God to make a move, you know, with my career. I'm asking God for greater in a lot of different areas, right? But I'm also fully aware of the areas in me that need a little more time to grow, that need a little refining, you know, some parts of me that are like, I don't know, sis, you might need to work on that a little bit. I know me, right? So as I'm asking God for increase in these areas or more, right, I'm also asking God to show me how to work well with what I've got and to refine whatever in me is going to cause me to mess it up, because I don't want to mess up the blessing. Amen. Let me tell you a little story. So I was in a marriage, and it was not a right marriage. It was, you know, look what I done fell into. Amen. I hope he's doing well these days. But either way, we were not to be married. Okay. And when the marriage ended, I said to myself, I feel like I need to spend some time alone. And I did. I spent about a year by myself. No dates, no real anything. And just use that time to kind of heal and get familiar with me. And during that time, I realized when I prayed for that first husband, my prayer was, God, send me someone that's going to treat my kids good, someone that's going to go to work and come home, someone that's not going to go to jail or be out here doing criminal, you know, activities that would leave me without him, right? So that was kind of my prayer, someone that's not going to cheat on me. And when I tell you, that is who I got. That is exactly who I got. But I also got an alcoholic. I also got someone who had some trauma they hadn't healed from. I got somebody who needed to do some work on themselves, and I was still working on myself. So when you put me and him together, baby, it just was not good. So during that year that I was, you know, separated, pending that divorce, a lot of things that happened in that season happened to me so that God could do a thing for me with my next marriage, right? I went to therapy during that year. I worked on me. I healed from my trauma. I healed from the things that I went through in that marriage. I saw some things in me that made me not all right and some things that needed to be fixed so that I wouldn't ruin what I was praying for. And I just thank God for that space, because although it was lonely, although there were times where I was ready to just dip my toe back in that unholy water, amen, and head back out into the streets, I'm so thankful that, you know, I kept myself together in a way that allowed me to just focus on me and what God was doing with me. Because by me doing that, I was able to clearly know when my husband showed up that that's who he was. Because he showed up peaceful. He showed up like a friend. And I'll be honest with you, I was so messed up before that the peace my husband brought would have felt boring to me. Because I was so used to dysfunction. I was used to somebody that wanted to tussle, wanted to fight, couldn't be respectful. You know, if we got into an exchange of words, I was used to somebody that was going to disrespect me, that was going to dog me out. And that felt like they loved me because of the way they responded, because that's what I was used to. And when I met my husband and he was respectful and he was gentle and he went to God about me, I knew that that was the man that I needed to marry, because I was healed. Because if I hadn't healed from certain things, I wouldn't have recognized him. So whatever space you're in, whatever you're working on, you first, friend, so that when that blessing arrives, you recognize it for what it is and you don't mess it up. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, I come to you today, Lord, just grateful. I am so grateful that you saw fit to give me time to fix myself. And Lord, I know I'm not absolutely healed, but the healing journey that I'm on, I am much better than I used to be. And Lord, I ask that you would give that same space and grace to my friends that are listening right now, to those that maybe recognize that they've got some work to do on themselves. Lord, help them to figure out how to do that work. Lord, to those that are listening and that are thinking, oh no, I'm good. Lord, help them to see what they need a little refining in. Lord, we just thank you for all of your grace, all of your mercy, all of the opportunity to just get it right. For every day that you give us breath in our lungs, you also give us the opportunity to do better. And we thank you for that. We thank you that though the world may hold some things against us, Lord, you do not. You are a forgiving God. You are a loving Father. And you are just the epitome of all things good. So we just thank you that in you, we can find opportunity to be better, and that you give us the room to do that, Lord. We thank you that all is forgiven. We thank you that we are not our greatest mistakes. We thank you that even though we might have been a little shady, a little not so good to ourselves and to others, that you still are willing to trust us with a good thing, and that we've got to maybe do a little growing to get there, but that that good thing is still on the way to us, Lord. Lord, I thank you for everyone that is listening today. I thank you for these 21 weeks of Jesus and Coffee podcast. I thank you for the work that you are doing through me and through others that are listening, Lord. And I thank you that that increase is on the way. Lord, Jesus and Coffee movement is about to take over the country and the world, Lord, not because of me, but because of you, because we all need to spend at least 10 minutes a day dedicated to being better stewards of what you've given us, and to making sure that we're pouring into that relationship, that we are plugging into our source so that we can go be the light in this world that you have given us. Lord, that you are trusting us to be vessels, and that everything that you are doing in us, you are doing for us, and we trust the process. Lord, thank you for all that you are. Thank you for all that you are creating us to be. And we just thank you for today and whatever it entails. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for tuning in, friends. Don't forget to share this with a friend.